T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
Bruno Mars.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Is your artist of the day. Telling you right now, Jeff the Towel Guy. I've typed so many people your info. I better get a commission. And I've typed it in so many times, I don't even need to look over the number anymore. So let's see if we can't get you some business here. Come on. Telephone number is 576-7798. If you have a grievance, come on, let's go. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Your grievances are next at 576-7798.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date
with a babe. I lost my train of thought. And off we go. Telephone number is 576-7798. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We will start at the top. First in is first served. Michelle in Blue Springs. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
And to you.
So my grievance is that I found out within a week's time that I have bats in my attic.
Bats in your attic?
Bats
in my attic. I have a dead bat in the wall smelling the house up.
That's ew. Wonderful.
And then my basement got flooded.
How's your week going?
it sucks. Also, while checking the attic, I fell out of the attic, concussed myself.
Oh, my God.
And then took a crowbar to the eye trying to carry tools upstairs from the flooded basement.
Wait. First of all, how did you know that the bats were in the attic? Did you see one or could you hear something up there?
We heard something, and it was during the day, so we suspected squirrels. But then later on, my husband went up there and saw the bat.
That would make me run down those attic stairs faster than any Olympian you've ever seen in your life.
Well, we watched videos of how to get rid of the bat.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
one guy put out like a bat door thing that they can get out of the attic, but they can't get back in. And he had 21 bats in his attic.
Nope.
Yep.
I think their poop is toxic too, so be careful.
It is.
Yeah.
It's toxic. It causes lung disease.
Okay, well, who eats their poop?
I don't know. You're not supposed to be around it or smell it or touch it. They're disgusting creatures. We had one in our living room, and I about had a heart attack and died, Michelle.
Well, now we got the Corona in our attic, so yay.
Don't you remember I was screaming, Scott, and Chris goes, you, get out of here. He actually got annoyed with me because
well,
I was
over a mouse.
It was a bat.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that, yes.
Fluttering.
What did they sound
oh,
like?
Oh, God, I hated that thing. We couldn't get it out of the house.
How'd you get it out?
Oh, he took a broom. I don't know. I ran. I don't know.
Has he worked at all this week?
Yeah, he's working.
Okay. Lainey in Blue Springs. Hello, Lainey.
Hey there.
Hi.
My grievance is with the Kansas City weather people because the other night when we had the tornado, they were doing no live coverage of Jackson County. They had the little bar rolling across the screen, but you need to know where in Jackson County. As it turns out, it was less than a mile from me with uprooted trees and everything else, but they didn't start covering it until it had passed Jackson County and was in Payson Pass.
Okay. Lainey, you're in. Somebody wants to know, I need you to settle a bet for me. Is the guy in the opening of Festivus Friday Don Rickles? It is not. It is Jerry Stiller. It's from a Seinfeld episode. John in Independence. Hello, John.
Hi there, guys. This is Jeff. You got your phone.
Go ahead.
Yes. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you. You have no idea.
My grievance is with the police department here out here at the in the People's Republic of Independence. They are trying to shut down cruising on Nolan Road again.
Cruising.
Yeah, you're in your car. You
No, we know. We were alive in the 80s.
Is that still a thing?
Well, yeah. See, they've been coming. It's been making a comeback, you know. And my daughter went there, her coworker, and she said it was like crazy. It was people, you know, it's a thing.
It's always been a
thing. Well, but wait, John. Maybe it's a thing because we're in the middle of a pandemic and people want to get outside and do something, but we can't all be hanging out.
That's just it. I mean, you're in your car and saying this, the whole thing is the police department has gone out of the way. They have gone to several businesses on Nolan Road trying to get them to say, yeah, we don't want these people in our parking lot. We don't see these people hanging out here. And this is, you know, and this is something that's been going on since I was a teenager in the 70s.
This is something that's been going on since the 50s.
As long as they're not racing, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, I don't need it, Dana, but that's what they're doing. I mean, it's like, again, this kid, like I said, every now and then they just get like this. That's why they call this the police, People's Republic of Independence, because if the citizens are having fun, it must be stopped immediately.
I think cruising is probably very legal, although a business does have the right to tell you they don't want you in their parking lot.
You can't be loitering
right
in your muscle car.
When what were your cruising start and stops in Topeka?
It was Topeka Boulevard, and they called it Cruising the Boulevard out south by White Lakes Mall.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In Leavenworth, it was Cruising the 4th.
Oh, the 4th.
4th Street, which was really Main Street through town. And you would start at the Leavenworth Plaza down by the VA, and you would cruise all the way up 4th Street to the Taco John's, where you would get a little thing of tater tots.
What was that?
Tater tots. Yeah, I got it.
And then after you left the Taco John's, you would cruise back down 4th Street.
All night, back and forth.
Back to the...
Wait, how long did it take to get up and down 4th Street? Like 30 seconds?
From the plaza... No. Leavenworth's a little bit bigger than you think. From Leavenworth Plaza to the Taco John's, if you got the lights, you're probably looking at about 3 minutes. Maybe 4.
It's still a big thing in Wichita, cruising down Douglas. Like, all the old dudes get all their muscle cars out, and they still do it every Saturday night, pandemic or not.
Okay.
So you turn around in the Leavenworth Plaza.
Hey, you got to be seen. And then,
Well, you do. And then you would head back up 4th Street to the Taco John's, and then you head back down to the Leavenworth Plaza. And who knows who you're going to see. I mean, anybody could be out. 576-7798. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
I swear he is the prince of this generation.
Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Him and Bruno, man. Bruno, who's our artist of the day, are so good. We're doing Festivus Friday, and you're right. The tater tots from Taco John's were called potato wedges. Sorry. Just trying to let people know who don't have a Taco John's near them. The worst one ever, and I never did it, but I've heard about this. When we used to cruise in Olathe, we would cruise Santa Fe, which is really, I think, 135th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Cruising the Fay.
Yes, it was. The Fay.
Cruising the Fay. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Please drink responsibly. Jim in Sibley. Jim, hello, my friend.
Hello. I'd like a large order of potato Lays.
Do you mean tater tots?
I want extra Olay, please.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, Scott, earlier in the week, there was a discussion about tracing killers by their family DNA connections. And I was like, I'm in geezerhood, but I think, Dana, jump in. I think you talked to him before about this and tried to woman-splain it to him, and he just didn't get it.
We have talked about it before because I'm fascinated every time one of these guys is caught.
Yeah, and Scott, here's some homework for you.
Okay.
They have an excellent show on ABC, Genetic Detective, host C.C. Moore, who is a lady that just kind of jumped into this matching lost family members with each other, adoptees, et cetera. And anyway, she has gone into the, you know, helping them trace down these killers.
Yeah.
It's on Tuesdays. 9 o'clock, ABC. Very good show.
I've heard about her, Jim, and she's solved a bunch of these, hasn't she?
Yes, she's been there's a company, I believe they're out of Pittsburgh, that she's linked up with them, and they do the sciencey DNA stuff, and she works from that and takes off with it. But very good show. And Scott, you'll understand it.
Cool. They spell it right out.
That's right.
So it's simple for a third grade mind?
Yes, they have illustrations, graphics that pop up on screen.
Do they talk slowly?
Around. Yes, yes,
okay,
they do.
Good. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jim. Be well, my friend.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for the laugh. Jessica in Independence. Hello, Jessica.
Hi. Hi, first time caller. I love you guys. Listen to you every day when I'm delivering for Amazon.
Oh, thank you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. I actually have an anti-grievance.
Okay.
Yesterday, when you guys came back in the studio, I mean, you could hear it, you could feel it, just how much better your moods were.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It resonated. It made my entire day so much better. And the world's been pretty crappy lately, but you guys just bring so much light, and I just want to thank you guys.
Oh, bless your heart, Jessica. It made my day, too. I know it made Scott's day. I know it made Sam's day.
You guys made my day every day. I thank you guys so much.
What a wonderfully nice thing to say, Jessica. Thank you for
saying
that.
And hey, we thank you because you're an Amazon driver, and I love me some Amazon. You guys are out there all the time, and I know it, and I appreciate what you do.
You got any toilet paper?
No problem. I love doing it.
Hey, you got any toilet paper in there?
Oh, I have so much. I have a trunk full of it right now.
I'm running a little low. You want to swing by the radio station? I got a 20 spot.
No, 20 toilet paper is back. It's back, baby.
I could stop by on my way home if you guys really need some.
No, I'm kidding. You know what's so funny? I was thinking about that this morning when I was sitting on the toilet and taking care of my morning business.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, I couldn't realize why people were so crazy when this all started, and it was almost 3 months ago, over toilet paper. I am still on the second batch of toilet paper that I bought.
Oh, it's back. Chris came home the other day with like four packages of it. And I go, we're good.
Yeah, like, I'm sure it's back. But what I'm saying is, I just couldn't figure out why people were going so crazy. I bought at the normal rate that I would normally buy. Mm-hmm.
And if everyone had done that,
and I still have some left,
there would have been no shortage.
Well, Scott, you pretty much live alone. I understand, but 3 days out of the week, the girls are at the house. They go to the bathroom too. I never figured out why everybody lost their mind over toilet paper.
Well, I'm glad that part of this is over.
Yes.
I didn't know why people thought they needed so much for 2 weeks.
I mean, really?
How often are you in there?
What are you eating?
Stop it.
Man, Matt in Blue Springs, you get the last word before the news, and then we'll get some more folks in here at 576-7798. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Hi.
So I am a paramedic, and I live in Blue Springs, obviously. So I'd never really been to Johnson County before, but then I got a job on the ambulance there in Johnson County, and listening to your show for a couple of years, I was like, oh, I wonder where Shawnee Mission Parkway is. So I was driving my ambulance one day, and I was like, oh, that building says Intercom. We're on Shawnee Mission Parkway. I think I am your coverage. So if you call an ambulance, I'll be the one that shows up.
Oh, well, we hope we don't have to, but I would be thrilled that you would do so.
I know, yeah. So it was crazy. I'm like, oh, that's where they're at. So I was, like, really upset because I wanted to come say hi one day and just wave out the window and say hello in our ambulance. I was on shift one day, and then coronavirus happened.
Yeah. But then,
I heard.
Don't you come near me.
I know, right? But I'm not upset anymore because maybe I'll be able to stop and say hi.
Hey, but we would love that when all this settles down, truly.
Yeah, I want to say hi to Dave because he gives me trouble. He's one of my old EMT partners.
Okay.
Dave who?
Dave, hello, his old EMT partner. You know Dave.
Yeah, everybody knows Dave.
Who the hell's Dave?
I don't know.
We all know Dave.
I only know one Dave in this building, and I guarantee you didn't work for him.
You goofball.
What the heck?
The CDC today and the state of Kansas, they are saying if you have taken part in any of these protests, which is your right and is wonderful, that you should be tested for coronavirus. Someone in the city of Lawrence, the great city of Lawrence, according to the city, has tested positive. They attended one of the rallies, and they did not wear a mask.
576-7798. More of your grievances in just a moment. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Remember to drink responsibly.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi.
I get it, man. Or ma'am. 6210 says, my grievance, I just don't know how we address this. My grievance is the no visitor policy at the hospitals. My mom is so lonely. She's been there 2 weeks and looking at two more. We have not been allowed in at all. I understand. And that's got to be tough, not only for you, but more so for your mother. But you know, you hear it in all the commercials, and the term kind of drives me crazy after a while. But these are difficult and different times. And if they allow you in the hospital, they got to allow everybody else's family.
Did you hear Abby tell us over at Channel 4 that for expectant mothers, they will do a coronavirus test when you come in. And then when you are ready to birth that baby, you have to have a plan in place for the care of the baby.
It's time to grieve, everybody. If you got something to say, the phone lines are open. We do have a couple of open lines, as a matter of fact, at 576-7798, 576-7798. Let us go to those phones and bring in Anonymous on line one. Anonymous, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, is this Dana number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dana and Cole Turd on a paper plate. You need to call me by my proper name.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you. Go ahead, brother.
Right, cruise on Nolan Road.
Yeah.
So I know the people that kind of put it together and stuff, and, you know, they did it kind of so you can kind of get out of the house and kind of hang out and still keep your distance from the corona and all that. But there's a lot of people out there that are embracing and doing all that stuff there that's kind of ruining it for everybody else. Did you guys hear about that incident a couple of weeks ago about that guy? He came from the races, because we've seen it. But he was racing, and then he hit a car, and then he took off, and he ended up in Grandview, ditched his car, left his gun in the back seat with his kid.
I do vaguely remember that, because they did find him, and there was a child endangerment charge. Are you saying everyone is racing, or just some people are racing?
About 80% of them.
Okay.
Yeah, it was getting so
hey,
bad.
Anonymous, hey, Anonymous, stop. Do you have your radio turned on?
Hang on a sec.
Yeah, I'm getting horrible feedback.
Sounds like you're in a tin can, dude.
Sorry, is that better?
Much.
Yes.
But yeah, it was just like 80% of the people down there are racing. And I use Anonymous because I have some buddies that are down there doing it too. And I know they'd be a little upset about me saying this.
Why would they be upset? Because they're racing?
Oh, yeah.
Are we talking about teenagers? Or are we talking about adults?
In their 20s, mid-20s.
So people who should know better.
Yeah.
Like your friends. There's
people doing donuts in parking lots, which I don't know any of them, but there's been a couple different wrecks down there where people will just be doing donuts and then they'll just lose control and hit people or hit cars.
Yeah, well, we can't have that.
You might want to find some new friends. I wish it wasn't a joke.
I know. It started out, though, being cool and being all right and everything, but now it's just getting out of control.
All right, brother. Hey, you be safe.
So yep, what he's trying to say is it started out with a few people that would be racing, which is still not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it caught fire, and now there are tons of people racing.
Somebody writes in, Anonymous is full of blank. Hardly anybody is racing on Independence Avenue. That's my grievance for the week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I have no idea. David in KCK. David, good afternoon, and hello, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Well, thanks.
I got a grievance with Scott.
Okay.
You remember non-stalker Lexus lady?
Non-stalker Lexus lady.
Her Lexus got stolen and then she found it in Wyandotte County?
Yes.
I remember her, yeah.
She was wanting some stock parks now and you was oblivious to it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean she was wanting some Scott Parks?
Well, she first started off saying she's not a stalker and she wanted your email.
Right.
And then she showed how much you had in common by the 10,000 CDs she had in the back of her trunk. And you both have a good love of music.
Right.
And then she said she was packing and she knows that you like firearms too.
Oh,
I think she was wanting some Mrs. Parks.
You think she wanted him to read between the lines?
Yeah, she wanted some Parks loving.
Well, she ain't getting none.
No, she did not.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Come on now. First thing she said is, I'm not a stalker, but I tried to get your email from you the other day.
No.
So we can be in communication.
Well, I have a girlfriend, and I'm trying to keep her.
No, she was just trying to tell us the story of an interesting car theft. And I think there was nothing more to it than that. But that's an interesting take, David.
David, I did not take...
And she was so nice. She called back.
Nice. She was nice. I didn't take anything more from it. And even if there was a read between the lines, with all respect, I am not interested.
I'll be honest. I was not expecting that at all. That came out of left field.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah. I got what I want. I'm not looking. Lisa in Smithville. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, how are you all this afternoon? I'm glad you're back.
So are we. Thank you very much.
That's where you need to be. No, I got in just as you were saying what an easy time you had at the DMV this morning. And I just got done with a 1-hour, 57-minute wait at the DMV.
Oh, wow. Which one were you at?
At Platte City, Missouri.
Okay.
To get new license plates for a newly purchased vehicle. But that's not my grievance. Those people are doing the best that they can. You knew you were in for a wait. But there were two or three people that just started causing a commotion about who was first and who was second and why was it taking this long and all of that. And you just want to say, can you just shut up and just wait? It's hot. We're all hot. We're all waiting. You chose to wait. You knew it was going to be a wait. And these people are working as fast as they can under not the best circumstances either. So.
Yeah, I am into that.
Yeah. So that's all I wanted to say for my grievance.
Okay.
Thanks to the people doing the best job that they can under not the greatest circumstances.
Glad we got you in, Lisa. You take
care. You know, Scott, when you do that job, every single person that comes in there would rather be 10,000 mm-hmm. other places mm-hmm. than there.
I'm trying to think of a place other than jail.
Root canal.
Yeah, but you want to go in for the root canal because you're in pain, and the root canal is going to calm your pain.
Colonoscopy.
You want to make sure that you're not going to die of the butt cancer. I mean,
that's true.
I don't like going in for a colonoscopy, but I understand why I do it. Because I would as soon stay here and hang out with you and with Kelly and the kids than end up in a box in the ground somewhere because I was afraid to go get something done.
I think the rub with the DMV is never with the workers who work there. My goodness. It just isn't. It's with certain places, and it's not all of them because some of them have been streamlined and they're doing very well. But certain places, and this is the fault of the state that decided we are going to defund the let's text and wait in line function. And there are some that over the last year or two they've gotten rid of that. And
not the one over here in Mission.
When was the last time you were in there?
When I bought the Kia in November.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that.
They still do it.
2 years ago, it was removed because I went in with my son and we had to physically wait. And you know when you've been in there, Scott, there's no rhyme or reason to the numbers. It's not like you're number one and I'm number two and Sam's number three.
I'm 5405.
No, it says R5673. And then the next one is C9622.
Are you the voice?
Yeah,
does she not sound like perfect. The voice in Mission?
Now serving.
Oh my God.
4693.
It's you.
Yeah, Dana did it. It's Dana's fault.
4693. Can you give us a linear idea? Now serving J6342.
Are you yes or no? Are you the voice?
No.
You sound like the voice.
I know. But if I was the voice, I would say, now serving number six. And that if you were seven, you knew you were coming up.
They did used to do it where they would put the full order up on the board. And so you knew.
They would just tease you.
They were doing that in November where I would see that, you know, I was J6109 and I was behind C4444.
It's just the perfect example of how government does not work in some towns. Where things could be done much better.
Now serving.
Yeah.
Wow, you almost sound like that girl.
Now at serving. And it's so pleasant.
That's right. And you have to say, now serving.
Yeah.
Five or C.
There's always a letter.
5439 at window 18.
And you know they're pushing the button back there because sometimes it only says it twice, sometimes it says it three times. And the third time is always A27.
But can you imagine having 18. To sit through that all day?
Dude, I don't know how those people don't go home every night and hear that in their head.
And I think there's also a ding.
There's a ding. Yes, there is a ding.
Ding.
There's a ding right before they read out the letter
I would last in that job 24 minutes. Oh, I mean it.
She ain't even staying for the whole time one person's waiting.
No, I'm not even one cycle of the R's or the C's. I am out.
See, my lady was very nice.
They are nice. It's just the wait.
Because the last letters on my license plate are MMA. And
like the fighter?
The fighting organization, yes. And she hands me my license plate and she goes, that's awesome.
You're like, it's so weird because I am an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
You want to see my moves?
check out my sick bod.
If you had made me wait five more minutes, you would see my moves.
Ding.
Ding.
There he goes.
It's a trigger.
It's MMA. How did we not see it coming?
It's like Pavlov's dog. He can't help himself. 576-7798.
See the Roger Goodell announcement?
The NFL was wrong for not listening to players' race concerns.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick actually looks like a man ahead of his time now.
Well, did you see the video that they released?
Of Roger Goodell?
No. Of all the players.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
And
Patrick Mahomes is one of them.
Patrick Mahomes is in it, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Roger Goodell just released a video statement saying the NFL was wrong for not listening to players' race concerns.
Let's go to Tom in Olathe on this Festivus Friday. Hello, Tom. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, how are you today?
Hi.
We're doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
So, my grievance is anybody who would complain about Kansas DMV. Because everybody loves to complain about DMV everywhere.
Yeah, it's an easy target,
I moved here a year and a half ago from California. You have no idea.
How'd that work out?
Going to DMV in California is like visiting a third world country.
Do you have to take a whole day off?
It's minimum 3 hours, at least.
Wow.
Really?
The minimum time you are in DMV is 3 hours. If you just want to register a vehicle or change, you know, anything simple, it's 3 hours at a minimum.
Why does it take so? I mean, I know they have a lot of people, but they also have a lot of people that could work at the DMV.
Yeah, I don't know. They have the same lady announcing, now serving.
That's Dana, Tom.
Yeah, she works in California, too.
I missed my calling. Apparently, that's what I should have done with my life. Ding.
They don't have anything to help speed it up. You take a little paper ticket. I mean, that's, you know, it's like the little, like at the old-fashioned meat market. There's no online help. There's,
yeah.
And you are sitting in there with literally hundreds of people. I mean, it looks like an auditorium.
Yeah.
At a concert that's full when go in.
Wow. That's great during a pandemic, too.
So DMV in Kansas is fantastic.
It's a good grievance, Tom.
We got to get out of here, Tom. We do appreciate the call. Festivus Friday has been brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Good to see you in person again.
It is good to see you.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Have a safe weekend. And be good. See you on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.